Today, we get to talk about the here and now and the not yet. We're there, but we're not. Today's gospel should get us on edge. Is the Heavenly Father, is Jesus saying about his Heavenly Father that he's a deranged maniac that will kill people that don't want to come to a feast? Of course not. What Jesus is doing is he's getting at the hard reality for us humans of sin in our life. We don't see the ultimate good as the ultimate good all the time. Imagine your favorite singer, the person that you idolize in your life, the president, somebody absolutely famous who, if they invited you to come to their house and everything was provided for you, the way there, everything while you're there, you're entirely taken care of. If we said no to that invitation, like, it doesn't matter what the day is, we're gonna go. Whatever plans I had, I no longer have. But sin makes us go after, our will can't go after evil, but go after a perceived good. And it makes us not want to go to the feast. The first reading is all about these animals that normally would not get together. And there's a child playing at an adder's lair, which is a snake, poisonous, venomous snake. On God's holy mountain, that's where harmony exists. And that first reading is talking about Mount Zion. Anybody know what's on top of Mount Zion? Anybody? Mount Zion. We've heard it a lot. Do we know what it actually is? Jerusalem. The holy city, Jerusalem. It's on the top of a mountain. He's talking about drawing all nations to Zion for right worship. And that's what the Israelites would do. They would go to Jerusalem and they would participate in worship. And then they would go on their merry way. And Isaiah is saying something about the now, but he's also saying that that reality is fully going to take place in heaven. And this is where you and I come in today. But we're not in heaven, and we're not in Jerusalem, so where are we? We're at the Feast of the Lamb, the Mass. Here at the Newman Center, you don't see it because we have a very, very flat land here. Very, very flat sanctuary. It is raised, but it's very flat. Your home church, depending on how old it is, you always go up to worship. If you think about your home church, how many stairs are there to get up? The church is always elevated. There's always a physical walking upstairs in the majority of churches. Down in Hoka, the church is on the fourth floor. Going up. It's not something that's been lost to us in architect. This idea of going up. And then beyond that, going up, this is two steps, but typically the sanctuary is up three steps. Holy, holy, holy. The Temple Mount had holy, holy, holy. That's what the three step represents. They didn't have holier, holiest. In Hebrew, they just said the word more times. You get to talk about incense. Why do we use incense? What is incense representation of? Incense was in the old temple as a sign of our prayers going up. It also uses our sense of smell. Sometimes if I inhale it too much, it takes away my breath. It's happened a few times. It also gets in our eyes. And it makes us maybe not see as clearly. Our eyes got to go, whoa. Which is a way of saying we can't see God fully until the veil is torn. Incense is also a rising. It's a smoke. Where are you right now? Do you think that you're in Mankato? Or do you think you're in heaven? This is the not yet, but sort of. This is the crazy reality of the Mass. Jesus doesn't move from the right hand of the Father ever since he was placed there. So if Jesus is coming to us, that means heaven is coming to us and we are going to heaven. And it's not only you and I in this room together, but it's the angels and the saints. And we pray for our beloved dead. Today, Jesus is talking about the insanity of why we would not want to be at Mass every single Sunday. Why we would not want to participate in the mystery of the universe where God becomes our very food. And we get to listen to the words of love God has for his people in Holy Scripture. And then hopefully the priest does some sort of job of breaking it open. And what does it mean? Behold, our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord rests on this mountain. The psalm, I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. If we're faithful to the Lord in coming to Mass and using his name reverently and not having any other gods besides him, brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know how to live in abundance. In every circumstance and in everything, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To God our Father, glory forever and ever. St. Paul lived a radical life of expecting everything from the Heavenly Father, of living a life dedicated to the Lord. The incense is supposed to remind us of rising up, of getting out of this world for temporary purposes, to come back into the world until He calls us home. That's why we come to Mass. Because it would be insane if I didn't. Knowing the mysteries that we know and believe as Catholics. But we see that it is possible in Jesus' parable to buy into that insanity. One goes to his farm, another to his business, another just like walks down the street. I have better things to do. No, you don't. No, I don't. What's more important than getting to know our Lord and Savior who saved us from sin, death, Satan, and hell? To have us be consumed by the God of the universe through His Son, Jesus.